JW8, WA4DJW.
You better hurry up. I'm about to pull into the flying field, man. K4WA, at your service.
Oh, wait, I'm mobile. Take me about 15 minutes. I sat down on the telemetry radio. I had it in my back pocket and broke the SMA connector off of it. I was finishing up soldering it on when you pinged, so I got that working. I hope it works when I get out there. We'll find out. Anyway, I'll let you get out and open the gate. KM4VWA on my way, W4DJW.
I'll ask you how you sat down on it when you get here. KM4VWA, clear.
It was in my back pocket, and I forgot it was in there. I sat down, and it didn't break. I went dead, and I broke the SMA connector.
Okay, bud. I'll see you when you get here. Gate will be open.
Mobile.
K4BWA clear. Biker, that sounds like something I'd do. Bye.
Two trips to airfield one day. I'm going to have to make a gas budget for airfield.
KN4TXW.
How was your day?
It was good. It was pretty quick. I can't complain.
Buddy, I had a good day. Nothing blew up in my face. No problems. Everything ran smooth. So we'll count that as a good day, and we're heading home.
Up in Lyman right now.
Passing Furman Golf Course right now.
He texted me just short, said he was about the same. So it sounds like it's taking him a while.
Hopefully he gets to feeling better pretty soon.
Give him a call.
So Lenny?
He tapped Ken.
He heard from
him. I have not talked to him since Friday. I heard him and Chad talking Saturday, and then I think Sunday also.
Chad on here in the mornings, but he must be sleeping better.
Enjoy chill.
Hey, Tom, come on in here.
Good afternoon, fellas. His mother-in-law's tested positive for the virus. And naturally, he was pretty upset, so I thought I'd let you guys know. And Bill, I got a text from him earlier, and he's alive and kicking too, and no problems down there that I know of. But I haven't talked to him. He was still at the salt mine. I thought maybe he'd secured for the day, but apparently not.
Appreciate that info. I know we had a regular morning crew going on there, and it seemed like you hadn't heard from Bill or Chad in a week or two, and just wondered how they were doing.
Both of them the last part of last week, but I had my radio with me this weekend, but I was busy and we couldn't talk a whole lot.
Here besides Patrick, I didn't catch it there. You know, I can't say long, but he's just got me some mass consumables ready here.
That would have been Ken.
KN4TFW.
But guys, I just thought I'd pass that on, and I need to get over here, and Bernice made me some soup and sandwich, and I want to eat her while she's hot. 73's, guys. This is NGLTR.
Tell Miss Bernice we say hello.
73, Bernice.
Working this evening?
Day and tomorrow she's back on her daytime schedule. Everybody's back from vacation, I guess.
Maybe she'll get some rest now.
Yeah, she said she slept in till about 8 this morning. Man, she hadn't done that in a while.
When it started, I was wanting to do it myself.
I hear you. Yeah. Dog won't let me sleep past sun up. She's going to wake me up before the sun gets up.
A new bed this weekend, so she was happy, and she'd just soon stay there herself.
She's got about 4 or 5 dog beds, one in every room. a futon with a blanket on it, and she's got a recliner that she stays in, and she just can't make up her mind where she wants to be. What? Let me know when it's bedtime. You'll be looking around, can't find her, because she's crashed out already.
How they learn our patterns and start that mimic what we do. From Mike and Tim at all?
No, I hadn't heard from them in a week or two. Last time it was in the early morning, one day going to work, and that just for a couple of minutes, and that was about it.
Mike last Thursday, but I ain't talked to Tim in weeks.
About 6 or 8 weeks or more for me and Tim. My work boss said that his buddy had to go on a car lot looking for a new car for like his mom or whatever. Went over there to like, I think he said Toyota, and all they had was two new cars.
Car selection is pretty slim right now, and they're paying more than what people are paid for 2 and 3 year old vehicles right now.
Work was looking at I believe he said it was 2017. Truck, and they wanted like 56 for it. Yeah, that's not happening.
If they want one, they're going to have to do it because used car prices are up also because new car demand's so high and so slim.
Truck, I want something that I can use as a work truck. I don't want to have to worry about, you know, that the seats are leather and the carpet gets all messed up, and it's like, yeah, I just need something with some rubber floor mats and some cloth seats.
How many people are just the opposite of that? When I'm still working on trucks, your contractors and builders and all that, they're driving around in Platinums and LTZs with leather seats and push button this and that, and the, you know, top of the line trucks, and they're using them as work trucks.
Much for one, and then using it like that.
All I want in my work truck is power windows and power door locks and AC. That way I don't have to walk around the vehicle to unlock everything or roll the windows up and down.
I wanted one with a manual, but yeah, that's not going to happen anymore.
I prefer a truck with a manual.
Truck.
I don't know. Maybe they changed that this year, too. I don't know.
I'm here at the red light at Wade Hampton and 14, and traffic just is backing up.
Every day about this time, KO4 HKX.
It's to build more subdivisions. That'll help it. KN4 TFW.
A new one in up there across from Sandy Flats, just above you. So 290 is going to get even more traffic on it. I don't know how many houses are going in it, but it looks to be pretty good size.
They'll wait until it gets all built, the traffic gets real bad, and then they'll go ahead and work on the road.
It's your revenue first. Didn't they build another subdivision over there? To the you turn left there to Sphinx, back that way also.
What are you talking about?
If you go up 290 from your house to the Sphinx and turn left there at the light, I can't remember. I think it's Buncombe or something like that. I'm not sure what the name of the road is. But they built another subdivision out there.
Yeah, I believe I did see that. And then I saw they were building some out there across from Greer High School. The one right across from Greer Country Club, right out there on the same road.
A lot of houses going in back through that little area there.
These roads, they ain't going to be able to handle that.
Right now, I'm thinking I'm going to have to find me another way around 290. That's just... I spend a lot of time sitting in traffic right through there.
Half the time when me and the dog go for a walk in that ball field, they're just backed up in both directions.
After bits and pieces in for that shutdown next week?
Getting more in, except for my bolts came in and I'm missing three sizes. They're checking to see what where they're at, because they sent the bolts to the platers and the plater had to plate them. And now I'm missing three sizes.
With zinc?
For the zinc plating. Special grade bolt, and you can get it with all different kinds of coatings, and so they had to send it to the zinc platers.
Here pretty soon. That way you don't have to stress over it during the shutdown.
Went down a little bit early, so they're starting on some of that work now, so that's good.
DuPont, anytime they had a scheduled maintenance day, we always counted for the machine to be down for two or three extra days, because it never came back up and ran like it was supposed to.
And these is just, is, you know, mixers and pumps mostly, so there isn't a ton to go wrong.
Making x-ray film, we had mixers, chillers, you had unwind, wind up, and you had section, we had to splice, all that mess. I mean, it was something else to see in action, that was for sure.
You're coming in to wash down the whole inside of the plant. Hey, 73, Patrick, good talking to you. Annette, hope the rest of your evening is awesome, but I'm pulling into the subdivision now, so I'll try to catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Good evening. Tell me Susan, we say hello, and enjoy your evening. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.